of Steam, Steel, and Murders back again with our regular plotline. This is session 54, in which the party wraps up the events to the Death Falls from Above storyline. The players were Sharon, Jameis, Nick, Marcus, and Jay Gilt. As always, if you listen to the show and would like to let us know, or you'd like to leave us comments, do so at steamsteelmurder@gmail.com or follow us on obsidianportal.com. But now, on with the story. Session 54, Part 1.
Hello.
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 Ah, it works.
Well, it's been a while.
Has upgraded Skype and completely screwed things up.
Yes, Skype, of course.
It's upgraded multiple times, therefore it's had ample chances to screw everything up, even things non-Skype related.
Mm-hmm. It's really a virus, you know.
I'd be surprised, but then again, it's no worse than many Apple programs.
Actually, I found out something interesting about Skype. If you have it open and on your computer, it's actually using your bandwidth to help other calls. It's actually in the licensing agreement that it's doing this.
Yeah.
That explains the problems it has with my computer. That explains why my computer sucks when I have Skype open.
Yes. I've now gotten the chance to successfully use Mumble on several different role-playing games, and I am a big fan, I have to say. And the fact that everyone can just hit a record button makes it so much easier.
Is Mumble free?
Yes, Mumble's free.
Would you like us all to swap to Mumble?
Not yeah. Not I would like to test it with everyone first, because I know some people do have problems with their machines and running it. So until I've had a chance to...
Well, I had problems with my older
machine. His old microphone. Yes, it couldn't tell the difference between him breathing and talking.
Yeah.
I don't think anything can tell the difference between his breathing and talking.
Well, people
he has got better.
I can by sight, seeing as I have to edit out a lot of that.
Yes. Then again, I think Lucas has got much better at that recently, so I'm not sure if he's managed to get his breathing under control or simply stopped.
He stopped.
I think
breathing.
He's got a better microphone that just doesn't pick it up as much.
No. He's got a better microphone.
Well, if you want to go for the mundane...
He's now undead.
I've actually converted to Buddhism, and that's one of the first things that I give you. Is,
how to stop breathing?
Yep. It's not necessary, because you don't exist. There is no such thing as the eye.
No, the universe breathes for you.
Exactly. I am. Right. Well, that's closer to it. So.
We'll go to catch your hair dice roller again.
Oh, yes. Catch your hair. Oh, pretty long group tonight.
Bert, can you please do a recap for us?
I will do a recap. And actually, the first scene is going to be taking up with Mr. Marlowe as he is flying down to Metapole.
Sure.
Yeah, that was how Marlowe ended last episode, as he got some evidence together, and while everyone else went clubbing and eating out at fine German restaurants, he's taking a plane back down to Metapole to follow up a lead.
May I say this, Bert?
Yes.
And the guy who's driving, man, this is a longer flight than usual. It almost feels like it took me 6 weeks to get down here.
Yeah, sorry about that. Life intrudes sometimes.
Yes, it does.
Yes, for those of you out there who are avid gamers that would like to game several times a week, every month of the year, yeah, marriage is probably not the best thing to do.
Also?
No, it's not.
Also, if you could build a self-contained bubble and not have the weather affect you, or...
Well, that is true, too. Yeah, we have had severe... the snow just, we didn't get, we are getting at floods.
To be the pinnacle of gaming, you need your own personal sphere of existence.
Yes.
And you no day job.
this sphere of specialized existence has to also exist in your mother's basement for it to be... perfect.
Well, no, that's simply tradition.
Well, that's true. All right,
where would we be without tradition?
I'll give a recap, as I have re-listened to the last two sessions that encompass this particular mission. This is from the Death Falls from Above, as you are investigating the death of a body that fell out of midair into the middle of Metapole. In our last session, notes here. Things that were accomplished. You actually, in fact, got to the city above Metapole and have made contact with a particular woman who is strongly suspected of being a clone of Tesla's wife, Soraya, who is being your contact here in the city above and is giving you access to different parts of the city to allow you to continue your investigations. Things of note from last session, you found the murder scene. At least you believe you have found the murder scene in a tucked away, mothballed laboratory in the very basements of the main facility, which there was a blast door that had covered a shattered window, which you think the body had fallen from. Samples of the window containing a bit of blood and perhaps fingerprints were taken by Mr. Marlowe, and he is taking them down for analysis on the ground. Other things that you found, let's see. Well, the session ended with everyone almost being asphyxiated as your heir in the house that's been set up for you suddenly had a problem overnight as the air was slowly being pumped out of your residence. Everyone was able to wake up in time, some with the help of others. And let's see. Oh, yes, Mr. Bishop has a cold dinner waiting at home, as his wife was very unhappy that he was not coming home and that he was clubbing, apparently. Clubbing with women who knew his name.
Okay. perhaps a couple things you did cover of importance there, but
I'm going to lay down all the kind of the clues that you have.
Okay.
To follow up with. One, you visited Sally's, that's the murder victim, Sally. Her home there, Mr. Bishop was able to find secreted in the frame of her bed a jetpack with a curious third cylinder, which it is hypothesized so that it will work at high altitudes. This has not been tested.
Yes, but it's my jetpack now.
Yes. You found Chesterfield cigarette butts outside of her bedroom window. You have noted that apparently Sally is aware of the possibility of people spying on her, as pencils have been secreted in door frames to drop when a door has been jostled or opened inappropriately. You have a couple of names of people that have worked with Sally, but no interviews have been forthcoming yet. Let's see. Cookbooks. You found cookbooks around Sally's house, which you are hazarding that they are in some way being used to transfer codes, as none of the cookbooks have sequential printing dates. They all have dates in different years. No one's been able to work out a particular code, but you're guessing this has something to do with a snippet of code that you do have. Let's see. Blood on the window panes. I already talked about that. You dusted for prints on the Babbage machine, which there were prints. And you just dusted the lever for the blast shield that went down, which no prints, and it had been wiped clean, as well as a few other areas of the room have been tidied up. Let's see. Gavin has a multi-pass that he was able to hack into a computer while people weren't watching and created for him a master key.
Gavin become sexy, also female.
Let's see.
The Chesterfields are manly cigarettes.
Yes, manly cigarettes.
The Babbage machine was missing cylinder.
Missing the core. Yep.
Yep. There was a bunch of Soraya's things down here.
Yep, but the chest full of stuff.
And there was a missing place for the locket where the locket could have been kept. So things.
That
was a supposition that we made.
Yeah, that was a supposition. Yes. The locket you're talking about, the beetle, scarab locket. Yes. Which did not match any of the other jewelry in the box.
Mm-hmm.
It was made of silver, but it was not, of the same. You know, that's obviously an antiquity, whereas everything else in the box was a good 30, maybe 40 years out of date, but not antiquities. You also found a wedding dress in there, also 30, 40 years out of date.
We should really put those pictures under a lithograph.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and some half-finished paintings as well on little 7-inch, I would say formica, but that wouldn't be correct. They didn't have formica at the time, but little 7-inch pieces of board that the paintings have been done on. Some of them finished, some of them not. A particular picture of a rather grand canyon. Yes.
And we also found out that no one on the station is being kept there against their will.
2-year contracts, although they are not allowed to have their wives or children aboard unless the wife happens to also be an employee. They are in regular communication with their family, they are not kept out of communication.
We also learned about what's his name, the famous scientist, had made an offer, but
Plank.
He probably said no.
Yep, it was Plank.
Plank, yeah. And we have no idea what happened to Plank afterward,
mm-hmm.
which is bad.
No, a missing particle physicist? What could go wrong there?
There are also a variety of experiments that we have not been privy to. They refuse to allow us access to various areas as well. Which we, at some point, should investigate, but also, on this side.
Also, there was the attempt on our life, which we were about to investigate, I believe.
Last session ended with everyone waking up before they were unable to breathe, as their oxygen systems in the house had malfunctioned.
No.
So, are we good with recap, then? Anyone have a particular question they wanted?
Who's the murderer?
Yeah, I was listening. What happened?
From the top, please, Bert.
Yes, we will rewind this and you may listen. Listeners in the audience may hit pause now.
As Jameis is murdered. And Gavin will no longer be joining us for these sessions.
Hey, the pause.
We need him. I loot the multipass off his body.
We will not be calling pass a multipass. That is not what will be happening.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you are 105 pounds and have orange hair, you do not get to call it a mortal.
I'm sorry, I'm missing out on something here, obviously.
The fifth element.
Multi-pass?
Fifth element movie.
Oh, yeah. I think I watched it as a small child and never watched it again.
So. Okay, so I'm staring out a window as I view my city.
Oh, yes. We're going to pick up this session with Mr. Marlowe. Mr. Marlowe, are you capable of flying a plane yourself, or have you gotten a pilot?
I have gotten a pilot.
You have gotten a pilot, yes. And you're being taken back to Metapole with a satchel of evidence in hand, which you intend to run down as the rest of the party sleeps. I will remind Mr. Marlowe that the reason the rest of the party are sleeping is because everyone's been pretty much on the move for the last 24-plus hours. And you're probably feeling a bit tired yourself.
I think he went down when we went out clubbing, so I'm not sure that he would be that tired.
Yeah, they had gone out partying while I was having a nice...
Well, no, Mr. Marlowe went out clubbing. Everyone else went out to a nice German restaurant.
That's not true.
But the point is, we were doing stuff while he was flying back, too, so he wouldn't have been as... So it's not like he did that after he went out.
I am a campaign veteran, and I have a high endurance rating.
Sleep is good after death.
Yep.
Yes, catch up on it then.
Yep.
All right. This particular pilot is an awfully chatty fellow as you're taking off. He is like, so, Bigwig, huh? Supposed to pilot you down and wait for you down there. It's, I gotta say, should I be asking for an autograph or something? I don't place your face.
You wouldn't. I'm a mid-level functionary.
Oh, well, that really doesn't sound very interesting.
It isn't. I shuffle paperwork back and forth.
Okay. So on the flight down, he regales you about the problems of flying these particular crafts and likes to bitch and moan a lot about how the maintenance work is really should be done by other people, and he doesn't quite see why this should fall under his particular job and yada yada yada. He's really annoying. Unfortunately, there's no really way to tune him out as you're in a small double, think about it as a two-seater prop plane that has a canopy over it for atmosphere.
I will be probing him all the while for details on, living space, number of people, what his position is. I mean,
those scientists, they get their own houses, sure. Us pilots, bunks. Yeah, that's bunks. Right, bunks. Yeah. They're comfortable. No, we got our own bunks. We got little travel chests and lockers. I gotta admit, the showers are pretty good. Good hot water out here. You start hearing a little clunkety-clunkety sound as the plane comes down into a normal atmosphere. This is where, normal airplanes are able to reach just fine. So you've descended into that now, and you start hearing a very odd mechanical thunking sound from the engine. Right. You have your seatbelt on, yes?
Of course.
I think we're going down.
That appears to be
the engine's case. Clinking seems to accelerate, and you start hearing the sound of shearing metal coming from the plane right before there's a small explosion behind the props.
Given my expert in demolitions, and I am also an expert in craft repair, can I see if this is a normal explosion? Or
give me a roll. Let's just give me a roll there. Yeah. I mean, since you're actually not able to put hands on, you're doing this just from sight alone, give me a -4 to the roll.
Then that will be, if I use craftsmanship repair, that's a 1. If I use my demolitions, it is a 3.
Yes, it was not an explosion. Craftsmanship is good enough to sound that, it was something happened in the change of elevation. That's about all that you can tell, but it is definitely some kind of engine malfunction as opposed to a device that has just exploded beneath you.
I had thought it was a barometer bomb. I was going to congratulate someone. Alas.
Yes, well, not that crafty.
Are we going to survive?
Let's find out! Okay. As he rolls 4 neutral dice, and as his primary job is pilot, after the next 15 minutes is harrowing as you have unassisted gliding flight as he's bringing down this biplane with absolutely no engine assistance. He does manage to crash it into a metaphor. You know, he doesn't make it to the airport. He finds a good straight bit of road and brings the plane down. And it's one of these landings where, you know, you can walk away from it, so it can't be all that bad. He did wreck the craft coming down, though. But your body is unharmed, as is his. Yes,
congratulations.
You regaled the entire time with him going, shit, 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 shit.
I will look at him and say, congratulations. It appears we have survived.
Yeah. Whew! He's kind of wheezing and catching his big gulps of breath as he comes out of the plane and helps you out as well. And says, so, got a shower around here somewhere?
Yeah.
you're in the middle of this was late night. So actually what he did was pretty incredible, coming into a bank of fog and being able to find the roadway. So you were in the midst of a metal night with the fog thick around you. You got a good look at the place as you went through the fog banks, saw some of the lights that were cutting through. You figure you've got a fairly long walk ahead of you, or need to find a subway to get to where you need to be going.
Okay. Well, Well, it appears that we do have a walk ahead of us. However, perhaps we should look and see if there was some kind of tampering with your plane or if it was a normal malfunction.
Sure, give me a roll. He is a mechanic himself, so he'll take a look. He pulls a set of tools out of the back end of the plane.
That's going to be a 6.
6, okay. It was cunning, but yes, it looks like the engine was indeed tampered with. The air mix, the gas fuel mix had been tampered with so that it would work fine at high altitudes, but as soon as you came back into normal altitude where the air mix was a bit richer, it fouled the engines, caused them to stop firing correctly.
Well, Sully, you don't mind if I call you Sully, do you?
Sure, his name is Sully, and Sully didn't catch it, so if you point it out to him.
Sully, it does appear that it was not your faulty repair work. Congratulations.
Oh, wow. I can keep my job. You'll write this down for me, right? You're a witness.
Oh, absolutely, Sully.
I bitch about it, but it's a good job.
Do you have any wife and children?
No.
Oh, no one to miss you?
He backs away from you just a little bit. Yeah, plenty of people would miss me if I, would just, you know, go missing all of a sudden.
Sully, you misunderstand. I was wondering if there was someone who wanted you dead.
Oh, no. Plenty of guys want me to be alive. I mean, I got quite a few gambling debts, you know? It's hard to pay off when you're dead.
Yeah, quite hard. Sully, who would have access to your planes?
Well, heck, everybody. Planes are in a non-secure area.
Perhaps that should have been changed. Alas, would you prepare to lay down here and just,
Yes, you notice his soiled drawers. He's rather uncomfortable about it.
Well, walk downwind of me.
Will do! He pulls a few things out of the plane.
I will get my satchel. I will radio to... I forgot my guy's name. Starling. I will radio to Starling to tell Watson and Crick I will be late and estimate the time. If you can get a car out here, that would be preferable. But if not, if it is inconvenient, I will walk.
All right, let's find out. slightly after you're done explaining all this to him, you hear a screech of tires coming down the street as Bob tells you, car on the way, should be there in a minute or two, boss.
Excellent. We do have a blanket or a tarp of some type in for the car. Sure. It appears one of my passengers has soiled himself.
We always keep those tarps around, you know, with all the body movements we've been having to do lately and disposals.
Starling.
Unsecured, sir? All right. Right.
Well, this is a bodily movement he's talking about.
Indeed. So, I will.
Yes, and Xander pulls up in a truck that's modified for his wheelchair.
Excellent, Xander. Congratulations. We do need to be taken to Watson Crick, and this gentleman, perhaps take him to headquarters and see if he can't get us out, shower, and a change of clothes.
All right. He takes a whiff and says, you, in the back.
I will prepare a tarp for you, Sully.
All right, very well. So where do you want him to drive you? To Watson and Crick?
Yes. Okay. The mission off comes first. Go.
And meanwhile, back in the floating city above, as everyone is now able to breathe correctly, I think we ended your guys when you had all arose, and I think it was Mr. Marshall there who got the air systems back online.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So we'll take up right there. It's probably somewhere around 4 a.m.,
oh, okay. If it would not be game-breaking to call them and inform them, then I will just do the whole radio thing. Hey, Gavin, what? Are you still alive?
My phone, it works.
No, I'm not calling phone.
The quantum radios, they work.
Mr. Marshall, are you still alive?
How would you know that we wouldn't be alive?
Oh, as I had
Are you calling us because your character thinks we've just been... Why would your character call us at 4 o'clock in the morning?
Because I just had an attempt on my life.
See, I thought you flew down a lot earlier. It took a lot. How long did it take to get down? About 8 hours?
Well,
6 Oh, no, weeks. No. It's, no, I didn't believe it was that long. I mean, basically, it's just a straight shot up, so it doesn't take that long.
Okay, if it would be destroying the timeline, then I do not call them. If it would not be destroying the time...
It would.
Yep. You'd be calling us at around about 10 o'clock or so, I'd expect.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, okay.
In which case, you wouldn't get any response because we'd all be out doing various social things.
Yeah. I just don't care. So
you can call after you get your information from Watson and Crick.
Excellent.
So, in the city above.
No, you're calling here. Ook, 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 ook. Dr. George.
You do know I'm planning to kill you, George, don't you? Yes. Yes, you do.
Yes. You know the sound he makes when he's giving you the middle finger, and you're sure he's making it now.
You hear the cracking of very large gorilla knuckles.
You wouldn't be the first, George. You wouldn't even be the dozenth.
There's that middle finger again. You're sure of it. All right. So, everyone's waking out of bed very early in the morning.
Okay. I believe only one of us actually is aware of the full attempt on our lives, and the rest of us just started choking and stumbled around.
Yes.
I was aware. I stumbled around, and then I got air, and I was like, hey, Gavin, what happened?
I'm clueless.
Was it the air pumps were reversed, or the air pumps were switched on? Or
they were reversed. It was actually pumping out the air from your dwelling. As the most houses are actually, at least this house is actually sealed for a better atmosphere. It's also a safety precaution in case the energy dome above actually, fails.
So it can do that, can it? Interesting.
Yep. Not all houses were made that way, by the way. Sally's wasn't.
Just the one that we were stuck in.
This system of theirs, can someone access the air pressure remotely?
Give me a crafts roll.
That's what I'm asking, Marshall.
I look to Gavin. Can it be accessed remotely?
That's what I'm asking.
Mister, I have the special device that will let me know this.
Which makes sound effects.
You can't get one yourself.
Yes. If Mr. Gavin's doing this, actually, I don't need
I'm
a roll.
I'm an intern. Since when did I have money?
Yeah, it's a closed system. It can only be operated from within the house. It actually doesn't connect anywhere else, nor is it in any way, shape, or form accessible, except by this control panel that you have.
Are there cameras in our house that, or at least a camera that is pointing at this control panel?
We had already searched
the house and found nothing.
Sabotage is coming from inside the house.
Or from outside it to someone who, with your hacking capabilities.
Mr. Marshall, you also notice, however, that a lot of the functions of the house can be set on timers. And in fact, it does look like the house was set at a certain time to go into this function.
Does he know what the certain time was?
Right now.
Oh, I thought you meant like a certain amount of time later.
Thursday. And it's for Thursday.
Something we've already established is that most of the devices here require access, a personal ID access to be able to be used.
Yes, in this case, no. This does not. It's just think about it as a fancy home thermostat that has lots of timer settings.
Damn it. Why would they not extend the same practice to all their devices?
Very good reason for that. The house you're in right now is actually given to you because this is where they often house dignitaries that visit, etc., you know. And this is also why there is no microphones, television cameras, etc.
This is an undignified way of housing us.
Don't try to fingerprint anything. I'm sure it'll be useless.
Fingerprint it!
Yes. Yep. There's actually a fair number of prints on it, so you're getting a bunch of parts.
We'll run these
publicly used. It's a well-used house. There's going to be lots of fingerprints on it.
But what about the wires in order to reverse it itself?
Nothing was actually hacked. It was just someone had done some presets to it so that fans would reverse, etc.
But does it sound like that should be easily allowed to be done? Because that could kill someone. That sounds like bad system.
We were supplied with keys to access this abode. Those keys are logged when they're used. It could at least give us a time reference for when this was perpetrated, the last people to enter prior to ourselves.
Yes, very good. They do keep records of when a particular key has access to a particular door, yes.
Chip for him?
Sure, have a chip.
Yay, I get chips. I actually wish I had chips. Then I wouldn't be hungry.
What, your job doesn't feed interns? I mean, no, they don't pay you, so they might as well feed you.
No, they don't pay me. They don't do anything. All I'm getting out of this is that... actually, no, they're not even supplying rent money anymore. I get nothing. I get absolutely nothing.
You just raid their
kitchens.
Just the
honor of working.
That sounds like a great place to work. Welcome to the KBC. God.
Okay. Mr. Marshall, can you access that yourself with your technology, or will we have to go visit the security building again?
I look to the voice in the sky to answer.
Well, considering that you have a multi-pass key, if you find some place to plug in your machine, you think you probably could.
We find some place to plug in his machine.
Yeah, the house is actually provided with the, you know, they're basically two screws in the wall that you hook your machine up to for teletype and, you know, code machines and such for the people that come in to use the house. Well, you know, think of it as the provided Ethernet in your higher motel establishments. So, yeah, I mean, you've got a place there where you can plug your machine into. And supposedly if your pass works to get you into the system, then... There you go.
It works. It definitely works.
Unless people actually go through and check all new logs at the end of each day. it's fine. No one seems to have caught your pass. You inserted your own code and user, and it seems to be fine. Yeah, you're in the system.
Hey, stop poking around.
Well, you don't, it looks like you have, full access to most things. You can actually even view security cameras. You've got your, you know, access to database. Some areas though, apparently your pass doesn't give you permission to, certain files are coming back in as, you know, security privileges not high enough. Most of these have to do with ongoing, scientific probings that are going on. You know, certain projects have very high security ratings. Otherwise, I mean, you can get into all kinds of things.
We are probing you, but in a scientific way.
Yes. So, what are you looking for?
Logs of excesses to households, I'm guessing.
Mm-hmm. It looks like the logs are keyed to specific card numbers. As you have your card there and you've already figured out how the digits are, you could actually just look at the card and know what the number is. Plug in the number, and, unfortunately, that card gets heavy use. It looks like it is one that is given out to visitors, and the card number, you know, in the database is programmed to open certain doors and, you know, and not other doors. But it looks like cleaning staff also has a similar key number. So, yes, it was visited the same day as you arrived by cleaning staff. It does actually give you a shift rotation number, which you can cross-reference, and you come up with the particular staff that was on duty that day. So,
okay.
Anyone who's we've only been here a day, right?
Yep.
Has anyone called in sick for the next day of the people who are cleaning our house?
Sure. Or, checking the records, no.
Or vacation days or anything like that.
It does not appear to be so.
Okay, then we'll need to make sure to talk with them.
Is it the same group of people assigned every day?
No. They have 20 different cleaning crews. And so what he's doing is just he looks at the shift roster to figure out which crew was there at that time.
A nod to Gavin and say, if you find anything else, wake me up. I'm going back to bed. It's 5 a.m. Also, check in with Marlo to see how he's doing.
Because you're unable to?
I look at him with the bloodshot eyes and like, I think
the smell of good whiskey on his breath. And is that lipstick on his collar?
No, it's not.
Are you sure?
Yes.
It looks like lipstick to me.
No, it's not. I am a married man. Mm-hmm. Reminds me, I need to make sure to buy some more flowers since I'm going to be gone tonight.
Camera pans over to the Bishop household where there is a lone plate of roast beef on the table.
I called
it's getting colder and colder.
There is a lone plate of roast beef on the table, and sitting at the other side of the table with all the kitchen cutlery laid out before her and a whetstone is Mrs. Bishop, carefully sharpening every one of them, even the bread knife.
Are you kidding me? She's not sharpening the weapons. She's loading the guns. The completely
the gun is the gun is too quick. The knife, you can sit there and eviscerate someone.
No. She's slowly dulling the spoon. Do it right.
Yes. Is there anything else you want to look at, Mr. Marshall, while you are in the system?
Probably.
You do note that you have been logged as this particular user that you've set up has logged in from this house.
Can I arrange it that I'm not logged?
This is where you'll need a computer role. The getting in was easy enough since you gave yourself access, but now you're mucking around with the logs.
It
does have some security, so give yourself a -4.
Wow.
Yep.
I only have a 4 in craft engine programmer. Fortunately, I can understand code at a glance, and I got a +1, so that's a 3.
Perfect, yes. You want to erase it, or do you want to make a false entry?
At the moment, I'm just thinking erasing it will be good for now. I can always go back and add false entries later.
Yes. So you are cleaning your tracks behind you. So was there anything else you wanted to look at while you were in?
While I'm thinking about it, I call Marlo on the radio since it's been numerous hours since he went down.
All right. In which case, Marlo, you will have already met with Watson and Crick, who, not oddly enough, do keep these kinds of hours. You are still, you know, shaking your fist in rage as there are still several simian shapes running about the lab doing work for Watson and Crick.
I don't do anything quite as vulgar as that. That would let other people know my intention.
Right. What did you want them to look at?
The blood.
Yes. The blood is Sally's. The fingerprints are Sally's.
How disappointing.
Yes. Ring!
My phone goes ring.
The quantum phone goes ring.
Your radio goes ring?
Yes. Okay. I will say.
Quantum ringtone. That is the sound of atoms colliding.
This is Aldrich von Undergaard. How may I help you?
Marlo? Wrong. This is the quantum radio, not your phone.
I know. I was being ironic. I have been captured by the Germans and brainwashed. I believe I'm Aldrich von Undergaard. I can only tell the truth. Go on.
A fate worse than death for Marlo.
Indeed.
Okay, Mr. von Hundegaard, have you discovered anything? There's been an attempt on our life, by the way. Luckily for you, you weren't here to wake up gasping.
Oh, how distressing for you. Any casualties?
Not yet, but we're looking into who might have done it, although it seems to be a dead end as anyone could have done it. It was set for a timer.
Bishop, let me explain something to you. When you ask someone if there were any casualties, don't answer not yet. That is the wrong answer. I don't care how you think things are going to go down. That is always the wrong answer.
No, we don't. There's no casualties. Gavin took care of it quick enough.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm afraid my plane hit some turbulence, so I'm going to be a little bit late getting back up. But we'll see about if I can get back up.
Okay. Any good news on the evidence, or are we still at our dead ends?
The evidence proved not to be evidence.
What does that mean?
I mean that it proved nothing.
So it's worthless.
Well, I'm sure I can hawk it later to some kind of morbid person.
Well, I mean, it does prove that you found the crime scene.
Oh, I was going to say.
She definitely went through the window. No doubt about that.
I was going to say, I can hawk it later to one of the followers of Bishop for a small fortune. You actually touched this thing.
Oh, my God. Okay. You want
How
to
is your wife these days?
She's doing all right. She's a little unhappy since I didn't come in tonight, last night, since I...
Oh, she has a child. Okay. That's Fraser.
Yeah, oh, by the way, could you buy her some flowers while you're down there?
I find myself incapable of doing that. Oh, I'm afraid I'm a very busy man, sir. I'm a mid-level functionary. Ethan Thane runs us like dogs. Whips us like dogs.
I Marlo, who are you talking to?
Raymond Bishop? Oh, yeah, fuck. I forgot your name. It's the Germans.
Bishop. Okay.
Oh.
I didn't realize Watson and Crick German.
Oh.
Mr. Marlowe has, in fact, gone without sleep while everyone else has slept, so.
Yep. I'm gonna go get some sleep. I'll see y'all.
See you tomorrow. Good night. I'm gonna go to sleep. And I tell the other people, Marlowe's got nothing. The evidence he got is nothing. Also, his plane ran into turbulence on the way down and he'll be late tomorrow. Whether he didn't specify what kind of turbulence, so probably another attempt on his life.
So we can expect him sometime tomorrow then, and today we'll have to investigate on our own.
I'm gonna go to sleep. I only got a few hours of sleep before we were woken up.
I'm afraid I find that there's nothing like an attempt on your life to rather ruin the mood for sleep and rest of.
Happens all the time to Bishop.
Well, you can go run around. I need more sleep. And I go collapse on my bed and pass out. After I make sure after I check the device to make sure it's not set to go off again the next night.
Nope, it was actually set to go back to all the usual settings 2 hours after it was set to suck air out.
Would it have sent any... I don't know if it's... At least that's not really hooked up, so probably not. But would it have triggered anything in particular that hasn't been triggered now that I've stopped it?
No, it's actually... It's a pretty simple device. I mean, basically, it's just a bunch of on-off switches and timers. So, you know, as you're looking at it, there's lots of things you can set. You can even actually
Is there anything
set...
else, though, in the house that would have triggered if the air had all been sucked out?
Sure. I know, you know what? You go poking around, and it looks like the reason it was set for that it's actually a cleaning routine. It sucks out all the bad odors and filters it out because apparently people smoke really noxious cigarettes and tobacco and other things in here, as well as having, you know, just... odd things being burned in the house occasionally. So it's a cleaning cycle that the house can put itself through. Apparently there is a you do have to go through a number of fail safes to be able to make that setting, so you can't do it on accident. You know, like, so some kid coming here and playing with a thermostat couldn't have set this off. You actually have to go through a number of, do you really want to do this? Toggle yes. Everyone in the house will die! Toggle yes.
it's not like when whoever did those checks later on, they won't be able to say, other than the fact that we're still alive, they won't be able to say, they're not looking for something to say, oh, look, this has been triggered and now I can go there and deal with them or what have you.
Nothing else has been, there's nothing else in the house that's been set to go off afterwards. Cleaning routine itself, you know, after a 2 hour period where it gets all of the air and particles out of the house, it opens up all the vents, floods fresh air back in. That's what it's meant to do. But nothing else is set to be triggered.
And
once again, you can't say, you could not have set this by accident. There's no way it could have been done by accident.
Yeah, so I'll muse this out loud. So come 6 o'clock when it gets pumped back in, is the lack of a better term, the cleaner gonna turn up to see what state our bodies are in, or otherwise pop by and see what's up?
Well, if you're, while you're in the computer systems looking around, there's actually a cleaning crew that is scheduled to come in, at 9 o'clock. It would be probably 8 o'clock, to, you know, offer assistance, to bring you breakfast, that sort of thing.
Should we?
Different crew, by the way, than the one who cleaned it before you got here.
Well, according to the rosters, the different.
According to the rosters.
Do you think we should feign the appearance of death, or do you think we should simply go as if nothing has happened here?
I think we should go as if nothing has happened.
Yeah, well, whatever happens, it's, unless we can work out that we're going to trap the guy, it's going to be hard, we're going to be hard pressed to try and, now, I'm just wondering if they're going to come along early and have a look. That's what I'm only wondering. If so, we
do we have lights turned on, any signs that we are currently active and mobile?
Sure, you would have had to turn lights on. You couldn't see in the house without them.
I think, therefore, we've already given ourselves away that we are not quite dead yet. Sorry, couldn't help it.
Something else that you might think of there as well, since it's a completely automated trap, as it were. It's kind of a gamble if it was actually made to kill you, because it was set to go off at, 3 o'clock in the morning and run till 5 o'clock in the morning. But it would also have to assume that people were all asleep by 3 o'clock in the morning.
So either someone's an idiot or someone really took a big gamble on trying to kill us.
Here's the thing to realize. It's fairly obvious that people in power know there's been a murder. It's not a worry to reveal the fact there's murder around, because it's already revealed. Everyone already knows who needs to or investigates these matters. What more are they going to give away by killing the investigators? It poses no more risk to them than the already done murder. It was a gamble they could afford to take.
You said there's no security cam pointed at our inside the house.
That we have discovered.
You know there are one on cameras on street level, though, so there may in fact be cameras pointed at the house.
I'm going to check the cameras to see if anything's pointed at the house, and can I see if anyone's accessing their security cameras to see if they're watching us?
Oh, nice job. Take a chip. Yes, there is a security camera that's pointed in the direction of the house, although the house is not its primary field of view. It's more like the block that it's on, which would encompass two other houses. And it does look, like it was accessed earlier, somewhere, it was accessed 3 times earlier. Midnight, 1 o'clock, 1:30.
And what time did we get home?
Bishop was there at the latest. He didn't get back until like 2 a.m. That's why he got less sleep than everyone else. Everyone else is probably back in by midnight, 1 o'clock, somewhere in there.
Alright, can I tell you anything about who accessed it?
You've got an access code number. And when you look it up, it's
making typing motions you can't see at the moment.
Yes. The code number is registered to a Sam Shemp in security.
He wasn't the guy we met before, was he?
No, and as a matter of fact, since I'm just going to go with you're doing the whole, poking around sort of thing. Sam wasn't working last night, according to the work logs.
Suspicious much?
Has this Sam logged in any time recently?
Yep, his last supposed shift shows all the logins. As a matter of fact, I'm just giving you this information as your character would naturally follow these leads. So the next thing would be, of course, that his key punches actually show up, at home. He was apparently unlocking the front door of his house, somewhere around 10 o'clock. His pass was again scanned at a late night convenience store. Unfortunately, it looks like his key number would have been used almost exactly at the same time in 2 different locations.
Dun, 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 dun.
With the second time it coincides, so the login coincides with him apparently going to a shop, a late night store.
Yes, yes, unfortunately.
Can we access this late night store to see if there's actually been a sale at this time, or if it's someone just trying to lay more tracks?
Oh yeah, it's all there.
Cameras.
His key punch shows.
Cameras don't record unless they've been told to record, so yeah. There's no recorded camera footage to look at.
But yes, he did make a transaction at that store.
Well, someone using that card made a transaction at the store. Someone cloned his card.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because well, that's hard to do.
Yeah, yeah. You need a piece of paper and a punch.
Oh, and the card itself would be handy to have at some point so you know what to punch. But other yes. than that, or at least the code. Anyone could get in and make themselves a multipass if they wanted to, for example.
Yeah. Horrors. No one would ever want to do that.
So the question is, do we want to go visit him, or do we think that's going to be a bit of a dead end, given that, someone's just cloned the card?
Most likely a dead end, and we've already established that these people have fairly good free roam of the entire security system, so from what we've...
Can you do a quick search of any other cards that may have an impossibility like that? Like just, you know, type in some type of
that's
algorithm?
That's going to take a while to process.
Yes, you can in fact do that, but it would take a while.
That's what I figured. Well,
I think that when they accessed the security cameras at those times, I don't know where they were when that was accessed.
No, it tells you what terminal was accessed from. It was in the security building.
Where
Sam supposedly was not at.
Right.
Who was working in the security building at that time?
It's a whole
so
list
Sam
of people.
Sam was, yeah. Yep. I mean, but the terminal that, you know, it says that Sam was working at that terminal at that time, but it also says that Sam wasn't supposed to be working at that terminal at that time.
Is there a camera looking at that terminal at that, right the second?
Sure.
Here's a question.
Is anyone at that terminal at the moment?
Yeah, no, not at that exact terminal. There's one next to it. Basically, the people sit back to back and they observe the cameras and the terminals in the area. And there's a guard who seems to be asleep at his desk.
Who else was working then?
Okay, well, you run down about 100 people that were working in the building overnight.
Anyone on the same cleaning crew, just to take a wild stab at an obvious connection?
Nice one. No, that cleaning crew does not work overnight.
Okay.
So was any of the people on that cleaning crew in common? I'm not saying the crew itself, I'm saying the people.
Mm-hmm. This is a little bit harder to do as the cleaning crew staff don't have individual key punch cards. They're too low level. Their cards don't really open
okay.
much.
Okay.
So,
right. So
they're all assigned the same number, in other words.
Okay.
All right.
This guy, Shem, is he part of a particular team? Just trying to find out who else on his team, if there is one, was working in that building overnight.
Nope, not a particular team. No, the security guards all do different rotations.
Okay. And just out of curiosity, the purchase at the all-night convenience store, what was it?
Health products for itching and inconvenient places.
Oh, well. Sounds like a personal problem.
So the card, I'm just trying to work out something to do with the timeline here. Someone accessed his home, someone went to the shopping store. Was the home later accessed again?
Oh, yeah, yeah. And it fits for about, if the guy walked to the store and walked home, it fits.
Right, but you're saying that the home was accessed at the same, so you couldn't have, the time between...
There's no way that the person, if it was the same person, that they could have been at that terminal to look at to the camera of what visiting or showing your house and at the store. There's no way they could have been
that's
sitting.
That's what was at the same time. Oh, yes. That's what you said. They accessed the house at the same time as the store. No, okay, right.
Access the video camera.
Right, okay. Makes more sense then. Well, at least that clarifies that. I was confused about that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm sure there's something brilliant we should be thinking of here, but I'm not thinking of it.
You're basking in the glow that your hacking earlier paid off.
No, I'm not a very technical person, so...
The only other thing I could think of, which is a hell of a long shot and will take a long time to process, would be checking to see if anyone unusual accessed the airplane hangar place to see if there's any name there that crops up, but that's a long shot.
Actually, the airplane hangar doesn't have scan slots. It's apparently just a large open air place with no security coding.
Cameras at all?
There is a camera that basically
doesn't record unless we
tell
it to record. You can look at it right now if you want.
Yep. Yes, and there are mechanics who are in fact busy refueling planes, doing work, etc.
And robots.
One second.
Yeah, well, we can still talk. And one thing that occurred to me that I've forgotten about it now. Yes, did they know that this plane was going to be used to take people back to Metropole? If not, what was the time frame on it? Otherwise, have they sabotaged all the planes? If indeed it was some kind of sabotage and not just shoddy plane maintenance.
Unfortunately, we're unaware of how the damn thing was sabotaged, so...
Yeah.
Because it's actually a fairly easy thing to test to find out, because you just have to take samples of it, but oh well.
If I can access... Do I actually know what a card is? I'll look it up. Just because, you know, I'm being nosy and stuff. I'm going to access Soraya's card and see what she's been doing while I'm here.
And how about that?
Perfectly human. Good.
Yes, yes, stupid robots. her punch card basically says that she went home about an hour after you left her last, and she didn't accompany you with all the late night. Actually, no, she would have gone to dinner with you at the German restaurant as the proper hostess. But she basically went right home afterwards.
Uh-huh. What was her behavior like then? Because, yeah, I was unaware of this fact. how did she conduct herself at the German restaurant? Was she a social host? How did it go?
Well, actually, after you had drawn her out of her shell last episode, if you remember, mm-hmm. actually, she was having a pretty good time. She's still a kind of a quiet person, but she seemed to, just to be enjoying the atmosphere, and it was pointing out the good foods on the menus, which ones to stay away from, but seemed to generally be having a good time. She seemed a lot less jumpy than she was earlier in the day.
Okay.
It's good to have Marlon with Bishop with us.
Yeah. I feel the sudden urge to cover my face. As if something were about to stab it.
Yeah. I feel the strong urge to get on the plane and go far away from here. In hindsight, would her body language be consistent with someone who is worrying they're about to be discovered and then relaxing?
Nope. We won't go into it too much, but it was flirtatious with Mr. Hundegaard, who seemed to be oblivious to it all. But yes. So maybe to Mr. Hundegaard, she was acting a little odd.
About the you were a robot at the time. I don't know if people would know this, but would you know that this plane was going to be the one taking us back, or?
How do you want to check that?
Probably just do we know, probably more than anything else.
From what you can tell, there's just a pool of planes that are used to ferry people up and down. Most of the planes the planes have to be set to be either high atmospheric, low, or both. Most planes are only set for high atmospheric, just to be a support plane to the area, because they actually have to carry more fuel. There has to be different mixes done with the engine. So there's a pool of planes. There are 5 planes that are currently set up to do both high atmospheric and normal. And it looks like they just drew whichever plane was ready to go at the time.
What's the actual thing? It wasn't sabotage. It was just the idiot didn't actually set his plane to be normal, to do both properly. And so when it changed altitudes, that's when it screwed up.
Unfortunately, unaware of the whole tampering thing.
Yes, we are unaware of a lot of stuff to do with it.
Thank you so much, Mr. Secretive Man, who is therefore harming his own survival chances.
No, he's hoping all the planes were sabotaged so that you will all go to your fiery deaths.
I have a wing cloak. I'm prepared to take my chances with altitude changes and rapid pressure change.
So, how do folks want to handle the cleaning crew when they show up?
In 4 hours. Well, 3.5.
Again, you're suggesting that we simply act as if nothing has happened, so should we retire to our bedrooms, or should we go about our business as if we are early risers? I myself would actually be tempted to play along as if we had been killed, just to see if they are the clean-up crew for bodies as well.
I think if we're simply not obvious, we could observe them hidden from some place to have a look when they come in. We'll probably reveal a lot. But what I think we should immediately do is switch off the lights and at least lay low, and I'm going to set up a thing that checks to see if anyone's accessing that security cam and then alert us to it, so we'll know if someone's checking in on us.
Can you get it to tell you from where they're accessing it?
Yep.
Excellent, then. Okay.
Also, let's see. Does it monitor when... Is there a monitor as when lights go on and off in this house.
Now, the house isn't connected to the network in any way other than if you plug your own machine into the wall here like Mr. Marshall has.
Okay.
It is as unobtrusive as possible so that visiting dignitaries do not feel that they are being spied upon.
Although
they are.
Well, you know, once again, the camera angle, the house is just barely in it. It's not the focus of the camera on the street. And no, the camera does not have zooming capabilities, nor can you move it.
But do we have the ability to enhance the pixels?
No. Just wondering about that.
And everything is sepia toned, so you can't tell color anyway.
Right. I'm afraid I'd be lost with this technological business, so I shall retire to my room. Ponder things, unless anyone has a better use for me at this hour in the morning.
I think, yes, I'll just have to take it up and lying in wait. Yeah, that's about it, really, for the moment.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone's retiring back to their room?
Or picking some suitably secluded area from which to watch the cleaning staff without being spotted or whatever.
Okay.
All right, fair enough.
I don't think, I don't think John was aware that he'd be in today anyway, so.
No, I got him on accident. He didn't sign up, so
right.
I just pulled him into the conference on accident.
Yeah.
Okay, so you guys just essentially go back to sleep.
Nope.
Some of you But you have retired back to your rooms, except for some of you that are on the lookout.
No.
I know Mr. Bishop is sleeping.
Mm-hmm. Here's an important question. Does Mr. Bishop snore?
Of course he does. Probably drools as well.
Damn. Too many signs of life there. Is his room at least one which you will access last?
Actually, the rooms are very well done, so you don't hear anything outside of a room door when the door is closed.
Mm-hmm. So. Yes, but from the way you're suggesting it, it would be standard practice for the serving staff to be able to get away with simply entering the room and dutifully cleaning if someone is still asleep.
Since you come from this kind of society, actually, Mr. Hunterguard, what you believe will happen is the cleaning crew will come down. Well, it's not just a cleaning crew, but they'll come down, they'll set up some kind of breakfast buffet down in the lobby area for you, and then they'll just be waiting for whatever you might need.
That's very non-European. Very non-European indeed.
And so, going to flip to... Oh, sorry, did you have something, Jameis?
No, I was just going to say I set up the watch on the computer, then otherwise I'm just going to be resting my eyes somewhere out of the way downstairs.
Oh, okay. Well, there's a library downstairs, and that's where all the liquor is, smoking room, all that fun stuff.
I'm gonna go in the library.
Ah.
Yeah. In other words, I may end up dozing slightly.
Yes. As the next 3.5 hours tick by on the little sleep that everyone got. All right, Mr. Marlowe, how about yourself? You are dog tired by the time you get this disheartening information that your schemes and plans have fallen through.
Well, I wouldn't have waited up. I mean, I figured it was going to take a few hours, so I didn't sit there and watch them.
Mm-hmm. Just take a nap in your office.
Yeah, I would just taken out my sofa and folded it out, went to sleep.
Fair enough. And then the phone call would have probably woken you up around 4 a.m. Mm-hmm. So, what do you do for the rest of the evening? Or just go back to sleep?
I try to arrange so that a checker plane is ready.
Checker plane can't get you up that high.
We stole 3 planes at least.
Yes, you did. But who's going to pilot them? No one's experienced in piloting a plane at that altitude.
We had gotten 2 pilots previously who were. Or I could just use Sully. I don't care.
Yeah. Either one is fine.
Yeah. And I'll just, forward over the permission slips. And there was an unfortunate accident with my other plane and et cetera, et cetera.
So you're just going to finish off your nap and go back up in the morning?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. 8 o'clock in the morning then. Indeed, the staff comes in and they start setting out steamer trays and start laying down, bacon and ham and... breakfasts of different sorts, your tea and coffee, and it's all being set up. Wash basins are being prepared, and there's enough staff here for 2 people to be working on setting out the food, and every one of you to have a servant to help you with whatever you might need. And so the smells and the banging around probably wake some of you from your hyper-vigilant post. That's your snoring on the chair, really. yes.
Okay, so this is all being set up. Those of you that are awake do notice this. They seem to be very efficient about everything. No one is acting like they expected anything differently. Of course, no one sees anyone yet until, you know, you say you come out of the library, or actually, I suppose, Gavin, if you were just sitting in the lobby in a chair, then they would have noted you right away.
Yeah. I would have been near the computer.
Fair enough. Well, then one of the staff will come up to you and ask if you had any needs for the day, any of your clothing that need to be laundered, pressed, etc. If you're not using your bedroom, they'll go and set up your bedroom for the next day.
See, knowing what my clothes are like, I could have slipped in them. They would look exactly the same.
Yes. Crumple wear.
Yeah.
It always looks just a little bit...
No, it's not crumpled. It's just permanently crumpled.
Then as he's talking to you, he's got out a suit brush and is brushing you down, trying to get the wrinkles off of your suit.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Yep. Didn't seem surprised in the least to see you, by the way. He just immediately
comes
over.
I'm going to just be making my Deceitous Empathy roll just to see if anyone's...
Yes, please do. Anyone... Actually, just have everyone in the group make me an empathy roll right now. And we'll do it for the scene.
Empathy at 5. So it's not an empathy roll, it's a deceitous empathy roll.
Yes.
And that,
well, whatever passes as empathy for you.
Yeah, it means I can tell if people are trying to call me and stuff, but I have no idea if they're being nice. This person's not trying to call me. I don't understand what they're talking then.
Seems to have a bizarre fascination with your suit.
Yeah.
That would be a 6.
That would be a 3.
Okay. And Bishop may wake up as he smells bacon being cooked downstairs.
Did someone say bacon?
Mm-hmm. Coffee, bacon, biscuits.
Partially to check on how well this is going. Partly because this doesn't happen, I'll get one of them to go and I should have to go with him to wake George and help himself clean.
Yes, yes, they brought a fruit bowl for George as you had previously ordered him one the night before.
Yep. And a fine cigar to go with it.
Yes. The grapefruit does not agree with him, but everything else is fine. All right, everybody's empathy scores. Yeah, more than everything seems, no one seems to be at all agitated or surprised that everyone is up. They are very helpful. If you have any special needs, they will take care of that for you. They're willing to do laundry that you need to do. If you need suits or dresses, they will have them brought to you. You're all being treated like dignitaries here. They assume you are. Everyone here doesn't know why you're here, so they're just assuming that you're all officials or, you know, representatives from somewhere. All right, Mr. Marlowe, did you want to join them bright and early?
Sure.
Yes, okay. Then we will have you walk in the door somewhere around 9-ish.
Uneventful getting back. A very good suit on, but tastefully well done, not over the top. And just so everybody knows, Marlowe's a smallish man, 5'10", slight build, hair done in a average business cut, combed over to the side.
T-shirt that says, "I will stab you in the face."
No. He prefers dark colors, though. He is wearing a nice dark red shirt under his black suit.
There always seems to be a shadow over his face.
Where's the trench coat?
With a tie embroidered with small stiletto knives.
Where's the hat? Where's the trench coat? This isn't Marlowe.
I don't wear my fedora inside, Mr. Bishop.
It does say I will stab you on the shirt, but it's in the same color as the shirt, so it's really hard to tell.
Exactly. I go to the veterinary school of
When he first bought the shirt, it was pure white. Now it's a dark red.
Brown. Exactly.
And probably crusty as well.
Well, yes. I'm sure our japing has reassured the... Yes.
So there was a wonderful breakfast laid out in front of you, and people are attentive. Yes. One of the cook staff will reassign himself as... Well, actually, no, they would have sent a person for everyone, so that you would have had someone sent for you as well, Mr. Marlowe, and you were given the same thing if you need anything cleaned, any special things you would like done with your room or otherwise. They are very efficient and very, very quiet. They don't speak to each other as they do their work. They do, make eye contact with you. So these are not, they are not meek and they are not subservient. They are just very good at their jobs and they know they are good at their jobs. So they do not think that they are beneath you.
They're not slaves.
Yes.
I will thank the man who seeks to help me out and tell him I do not wish to be waited upon.
He gives you a nod and goes to help the cooks then, as they are making omelets to order.
I will make sure that I have a seat that is... I do not like sitting here. I do not like being here. This makes me uncomfortable.
You do not like green eggs and ham?
Yes. Having my life threatened in a plane, slightly nonplussed. This, uncomfortable. Yes, there appeared to be some turbulence on the flight down. Our engines went out. How was your day?
A little uncomfortable resting, but I guess that's probably something to do with the altitude.
Oh, really?
And so your air gets thinner up here and so on and so forth. I'm sure given enough time we'll get used to it.
Excellent. That's... Well, we do have business to attend, so...
It's actually, I need to make a phone call. What hour is it at the moment? About 9 o'clock or so?
About 9 o'clock, yep.
In about an hour.
Checking up on a loved one. He's still alive, I assure you.
As I would hope so, I am not in the right mood to find out that one of my few surviving relatives has suddenly dropped dead of some sort of sudden attack.
That would be a shame.
It would indeed, and I'm sure any wrongdoings would receive swift retribution. However, no, I have several matters in the field of archaeology to attend to.
I am shocked that you believe in such things.
Archaeology?
No.
Render Christian, do they have newspapers?
Yes. Would they ask you which language would you like it in? And if you have a preference for...
Swahili?
I'm sure they could find something published in Swahili.
I'm
pretty sure they could.
If they've got different magazines, I'll take whatever language they happen to have them in.
Yep. They actually don't have the newspapers delivered to them in their Sky Fortress.
Well, apparently they do have. Not so much there, but I'm thinking they do get radio communications and stuff. And they
actually, what they have is they do. They print out. They can print out basically any publication you would like. Well, as far as a newspaper goes, and they will have one ran off for you.
Okay. Yeah. I'd also like to get a copy of the paper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so everybody gets copies of the papers. Front
I
headlines.
Do not.
Okay. Well,
I am pressing for us to move on.
Yes. In the headlines, however, that there has been more, there has been more movement, that it does in fact look like a world war is brewing as, declarations have been made on various sides. Of course, if you remember from the last time, we have, what happened last time? They were in Austria last time.
No, they had moved on Netherlands and Belgium. Yes, the Germans had in particular. The French had supported them. The British had expressed outrage at the violations of the neutrality of these two minor countries.
Yes. So no open warfare yet, but things have become more heated. Lots of saber rattling.
And the French are on the wrong side. Stupid French.
Surprised they don't have local. Do they have local news?
Oh, from the city? Actually, yes, it does. Nothing very outrageous. Basically, some of the shops are saying that they will be getting certain produce and products in, because of course deliveries out here are few and far between. So they're giving people a heads up on, hey, we'll actually have oranges in stock next week. That sort of thing.
First.
Two things I want to ask about. One, tobacconists. What tobacconists are in the city?
There is one tobacconist in the city.
Yeah. Well, and the other thing, if I wanted like a painting, a small painting or something done, is there any artists around here that do that sort of thing?
Looking in the ads, there is a photographer studio, but you don't see anyone advertising painted art.
Can I get paint supplies easily?
Yes. There are any number of places that sell paint supplies, to your general store, to an art supply shop. It does everything from clay and sculpting blades to paints and dyes, that sort of thing.
Just so you know, Bert, I'm going to be looking to recreate the cameo pictures as we think they would have looked like. You know, we may not have a perfect art,
Okay.
Yep.
So, yeah, take a chip for looking up a tobacconist.
I got so many chips.
Does this have the readers sent in columns like local news or petitions?
Yes, they have an Ask Amy column.
Are there any reports of people? Is there anything which catches my eye as civil disturbances which are minor?
Actually, no, no,
nothing at all.
Either it's sanitized, because there is no mention of, any criminal activity at all, or there really isn't any. There is a, an obituaries page, apparently, in
the... And check that as well.
Yes. A person has died in the last day. A well-loved mechanic, who was 84 years old, died in his sleep, and, of old age, apparently, is the complications. Well loved.
Okay. I'm going to check.
The body will be buried and dropped onto Mitterbowl later.
Yes. Yeah. As is traditional.
The body will be burned and the ashes will be scattered over Mitterbowl.
Yeah.
Sherry, sorry. Go ahead.
Sorry. I want to check, like, the op-ed page or the guest-written essays and opinions.
Mm-hmm. Well, as I said, there is a column that is actually titled Ask Amy, which seems to be a relationship question thing. There is a small section on basically nightlife. There is a an orchestra that they are importing in next week. Apparently, live acts are very few and far between. And op-ed, got to think about that for a second. Say, what would, basically a community full of scientists. So,
Mozart, Strauss.
Yeah. Or actually conjecture over the latest entries in the scientific, journal.
Asking for additional opinions or points of view on various subject matters as
My stinker genetics, rubbish.
So it's more like a, forum debates than anything.
Going to a fiat monetary system? Impossible.
Matrix? Bah. Who needs standardization?
Okay.
From the Ask Amy column, though, something that does stand out is that people in the city apparently have very bizarre relationships. Like, there are a lot of odd questions, which may just be par for course of a society that is 90% scientist and,
Oh, that so reminds me of an SNBC cartoon I've got to find.
Okay. So the paper is really pretty sanitized. They said they could get, copies of basically any paper?
Any of the major papers, yes.
Okay, I'm going to get a copy of the paper in Metapol.
Oh, sure. The proper Metapol Times, not the I Hate It Here segment.
Yeah,
which
no.
Is not, yes, okay.
We do have work.
Is he still doing that even after the change in governance?
Oh, of course he is. He still finds some reason to hate something.
He's an anarchist.
He's an equal opportunity hater.
He's a nutbag anarchist. Who's a nutbag? Have you missed the part where he is crazy?
No, I agree with you on that part. I don't think I agree on the anarchist side. He's too close to organized, and he relies upon the system too much to be an anarchist. He's just nuts.
Are you looking for something in particular in the Metapol Times, Sharon? You know, it's fairly sanitized to begin with, because it's basically the state's paper.
Right.
But looking for something...
The reports of any crime, is there anything bizarre? Not necessarily major world affairs, but local, like police blotter type news.
There apparently have been sightings of the masked marmoset, as well as people still claiming to see simian forms stalking the night streets. But other than that, no, nothing.
Okay.
So, are we ready to try and do something then, or are we still gonna...
I'm gonna eat this excellent
breakfast.
No,
we wanna wait another 2 weeks before we continue this case.
Apparently we have no cause to continue on, or hurry, or anything.
Let me get you the name of this, sure, this is it. Jean Reinhardt, better known as Django Reinhardt, is the guy giving the jazz review next week aboard the Floating City.
I'm all over that.
From
that's hilarious.
It's not Gershwin.
No, swing is all the new rage, you know.
Gershwin did swing as well.
So, next steps?
When 10 o'clock comes around,
sure.
Firstly, I'd like to have a moment with Ms. Marshall offside or away from the staff probably after they've departed, and basically ask, just in case someone is monitoring us, could you also monitor the phone call? It's nothing actually of import to this moment, but someone may be listening in case it was.
Are you talking about the quantum phone?
No, I'm actually going to use
You're
one of the...
You're going to use a real phone, okay.
Yes, because we've already established there's contact with yes. Metapol through the phones. Mm-hmm. So yes, I asked Mr. Marshall about that. I asked him this request. Does he respond, or is he muted? Or is he gone?
Oh, actually, James might have dropped.
No, I wasn't listening. It's a whole different thing.
basically, I ask if you could keep an eye on the phone call I'm about to make using one of the public phones. One of the phones to see if anyone else is eavesdropping in the hopes that it may be something of import. And I've also said that it's nothing of import to the moment. So it's...
If you really want
well, w- one thing there I'm going to have to point out with this is that there's always someone listening on a phone call because you need to have a switchboard operator on the line. So there's always someone listening.
On the ways of telling if there's others tapping in, because unless the switchboard operator, someone gets it diverted to them and they pretend to be the switchboard operator.
Well, if Gavin can tell me how he would go about doing that, I'm open to the suggestion. I just don't see how you could do that given this system.
Well, Aldrich would be completely nonplussed about how you do it either, so he's just asking the science people.
I don't know enough about how you've got the system set up to suggest how you put a tip on it.
I mean, basically, you just have, whenever you make a call, there's no number you dial. You just pick up the phone and you're talking to a telephone operator who literally connects your line to the line you're trying to call and, you know, plugs them in, but she stays on the line to know when the phone call's over so she can literally disconnect the line.
The only thing that immediately comes to mind, and it's going to be far too hard to set up, I suspect, is that you monitor the sound coming through and seeing if there's different sound interference patterns. They're saying there's two or three different sources of sound, as in coming in from mics or things.
Yeah, but that sounds good.
If you've simply got a speaker set up and no mic, then you don't really have any way of saying, yeah. Try it if you want, but it's going to be a bit of a long shot.
No, there's just a thought. May as well make use of anything which comes to hand. If you think it's worthless, then ignore it.
Just go ahead and make me a roll there. You're going to have to use your Babbage machine to actually, you know, look for the sounds and being able to pull out the sounds it should be hearing, you know, and try to isolate.
It's a 4.
Okay. And all right, so who are you calling?
I wish to call one of the other members of NAGS, someone I know has engaged and worked in Egypt.
Okay, where is this other member? Are you going to be in Metapol or going to be in another
Most likely city? In Metapol. Most okay, likely in Metapol.
All right, well, the telephone operator basically connects your line down to Metapol, and so you hear another operator on the floor. Phone. So you now have two other people listening on the line, just so you know. And this one, you know, asks you where to direct the call, and so she
Insert
connects you through.
Here.
Yes. Okay. So who are you contacting? Who is this person?
Bartholomew Fleetwood, who has had some connections with Egypt before. He's done digs or acquired items from Egypt before now. Egypt, circa 1970 in our world, not 1970, 1870 in our world, actually had quite a good, strong control over the moving of artifacts in and out of Egypt and tracked it very thoroughly because they realized, or rather, a French gentleman convinced them that it would be a good idea to manage it themselves so they could make more money out of selling the artifacts.
Okay. Give me a context roll. Let's see if Mr. Bartholomew is available. If you actually have an aspect plugging you into the NAGS, you can you can call upon that if you need it. You may not need it by your roll.
Why do I have that sheet open? That one
I'm going to clear the dice off the screen before you roll here.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'll play a dice on my end because I can see that. Roll 4. Rolling purple. Oh, that's actually good. +2, so that's going to be a 7.
No problem. Sure, Bartholomew's on the line. Oh, yes, Mr. Hundegaard. It's been a while.
It has. I'm afraid I've got a bit of a favor to ask of you.
Oh, home now. Surely they don't have you on charges of grave robbing yet again, do they?
No, they do not. And I'm sure that it's all been resolved as a tragic misunderstanding.
It always is. Man pockets a rare artifact here and there, and they call it grave robbing. What's the world coming to?
Indeed. Do you still have contacts in Egypt for the acquisition of artifacts?
Egypt? I believe Mr. Tully is still out there.
Ah, excellent. Could he get in contact with the authority, whoever it is they've got in the authority at the moment in charge of it all, and ask if about various purchases by, well, none other than the famous Nikola Tesla? I believe he actually had quite a few very rare finds, which have since been misplaced, and it would be good to keep track of these things, unless they'd be lost forever.
Oh, so, you want me to find out what Mr. Tesla has bought? Is that it? Or has sold?
Yes, both. We need to find out where these things have ended up following his tragic end. They don't appear to have been moved to Metapol, so these artifacts, for all you know, have ended up in some pawn shop in London.
Okay, well, Tully's out on a dig, so this may take some time to get back, where can I ring you?
Oh, my normal number in Metapol, if you would be so kind.
Of course. We must do drinks again sometime.
Yes, I should be dropping by the society sometime within the week, if I'm lucky.
Oh, yes, bring some good tales. Smithers has been a little stuffy with his tales of the Congo lately.
Yes, is he still going on about...
oh, yes, giant leeches. He's always about the giant leeches.
And the apes. Yes, well, it's been a pleasure to talk with you, and thank you once more for the favor.
Of course! And, yep, rings off. You have to the best of your knowledge there, Mr. Marshall. You know, it seemed like the connections were all as it should be. You had two connectors on the line and two other parties, so it got a little messy in there, but you don't think anyone else was listening in?
Right. Well, but there was just an aside, just in case. You never know if you'd get lucky fishing.
Paranoia. So should we talk to the coworkers of the dead person so that we actually try something else, since I don't think we have any really other leads and we can ask them about any weird...
It's not like we've got a cigarette we can follow up with a tobacconist or anything, is it?
Okay, yes. Then let's go to the tobacconist.
You're breaking up a little for me there.
Yeah, Marcus, yeah. You're getting a little gravelly. Not full-on cyborg. Oh, that's better. Yeah, it just sounded like maybe your connection was a little loose or something.
Probably.
Anyway, so where to? Tobacconist?
Tobacconist and setting up meetings later, like after lunch.
Mm-hmm.
So that they can get them all together just in case, you know, they're not working or they're working on something really, really important that they can't, you know, be taken away from immediately.
Okay.
You know,
and also on the airway, either there or near there or wherever, I'll pick up the art supplies for doing a little bit of painting.
Yes. Easily enough done. You're not going to be able to get the particular dyes that were used since they were all basically handcrafted.
It's just going to be a close enough sort of thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, we don't even know precisely what the pictures look like. We're just sort of guessing here, so.
Yep. True enough. The tobacconist, Seedley's Tobacconist, serving the greater city. doing a firm, brisk trade as you come in, as of course everyone smokes in this day and age. It's good for you. All right, yeah. He's doing a brisk business. He advertises tobaccos from around the world.
I like the people who know why we're here.
Would you like me to do the talking? If you just insert questions here, I'll ask them.
Well, basically, we want to know about who
is purchased. Yes.
Right? Do you just go up and ask for the brand, or how do you approach him? He's a tall, thin guy. You know, he's got a little bit of a widow's peak going on, probably in his early 40s or so. He's got a hacking cough. He's just now finishing weighing out some fine tobacco for a pipe tobacco for an elderly lady. Wearing a scientist's lab coat. yes, sirs. Did everyone go, by the way? Are you all here?
I went.
So we'll say we are, and there's some adventures.
Yes.
Yeah, does he have, like, packaged cigarettes?
He does.
Around?
Mm-hmm.
Chesterfields?
You look, and you don't see any Chesterfields on the shelves.
Hey, my good sir, do you have any fine Chesterfield cigarettes?
Oh, of course I do. I think I've got a pack or two left. Not the usual, not the usual. Not that they're bad.
I've got a very strong kick.
Oh, I've got two steady customers. Looks like three. Hey,
I'm not much of a steady customer. I'm here on a short deal.
Oh, well. I guess I won't have to increase my order then. Well, here you go. He hands over a pack. Need some Lucifers. Hands you some matches.
Hey, Bert, I'm trying to remember. Do our guild investigator badges actually have any authority up here?
Yeah, you're now international. That's good.
Yeah.
And we report here as, you know.
I show him my guild investigator. Can I actually get the names of those two other customers? It's part of an investigation.
Lets out this whistle when he looks at your badge. He shines it up a bit and says, "Ah, I'd heard about they were doing something with these here lately. Haven't seen one before, though. My, oh, my. Well, some names, huh? Well, that's easy enough. I've only got two steady customers for these. Let me see here." Pulls out a clipboard. Well, I have them delivered. I got Mr. Smedley here. He works down at the offices. He's in security. Then I've got here... goes through his notes. This is the GM going through his notes as well, so give us a second. Yes, Mr. Stanley Cooper. Here's his address. Lives in town. He works on sanitation. That address is very familiar. It's on the same street as Sally's address.
I'm sure it doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, sure. Can't mean anything at all.
Yeah. The other one is basically, it's just a delivery to the security building. It's not got a private address at all.
Okay, so that means which one could obviously be important. Both of them.
I mean, one is a security guard, but the other one just happens to be on the same street as Sally.
Shall we go? Thank you. You've been very kind. I buy a...
As you're walking away with this pack of cigarettes. Sir?
No. I buy another pack of cigarettes for Marlo.
What? No, thank you. Not going to get a description... mannerisms.
Okay. Yeah. What? Can you give us a description of the two? Have you met them?
Ah, sure. Stanley's an odd-looking guy. About yay high. You know, he
got a little bit of scars.
Measures off about 5 foot nothing. He's a short guy. Yeah, he's kind of got oily skin. Bad skin problem. You know, greasy hair.
Yeah,
it's not much to look at.
Kind of looks almost asexual. As if it could have been a woman, could have been a guy.
Oh, no. Now, old Stanley's definitely a guy. He's just not well kept, you know, but I suppose sanitation workers, given his job, it's a hard job. And the other guy, is the 6'2", rather menacing, square-jawed.
What's his name
doesn't
again?
Doesn't say much.
Smythe?
Yes.
Okay. But, I'm sorry, Cooper sounds almost like the Heinrich. But he says he's sure it's a guy.
Oh, yeah. No doubt of that.
Why don't you have any doubts?
Well, he kind of shrugs and says he's a guy.
He just looks and acts like a guy, right?
I look at Marlo.
Smells like a guy. Have you been on a date lately, sir? I don't mean to pry, but...
No.
It's fairly easy to tell between your hens and roosters there.
Okay.
Okay. Hey,
not my place to judge.
is the hair coloring and height the same?
No, it's not. Okay. This is a much shorter person.
Wasn't the girl also 5 foot nothing?
Well, he also says that Stanley is this, you know, he's round. He's short and round.
Okay. Well, that would have been helpful. Okay.
Okay, we go to an anonymous location. Wait, I have a question for the guy who was looking into the stuff. Do sanitation workers have their own cards, or is it group cards?
Oh, just group cards.
Okay, well, there's no point in asking about that. Let's go. Shall we go investigate this house? Well,
basically, security, scientists, and guests are given their own cards. Everyone else have just group cards. Like, he will have a card that is keyed to sanitation. Well, what's next?
Wait.
So.
I guess we better follow up on both of these then. One of them seems far more suspicious than the other. Do we wish to start there?
Yes.
Stanley's is closer. He's actually just a few blocks away from the tobacconist.
Mm-hmm. Let's go to Stanley's.
Are we all revealing ourselves as guild investigators for the duration? I can't see much harm in it, but...
I'm planning on it. They pretty much already know.
Well, the general populace is unaware, save for Bishop here.
I will point out that you have failed to contact your guide in the city, and you were told that you were supposed to be accompanied wherever you go.
That's hardly a problem.
I thought that was only for the secure areas.
Well, it's the fact that most people haven't seen what a guild ID is and may not understand, so your guide is supposed to smooth that kind of thing for you.
I'd rather not yet till I finish doing a certain bit of painting.
Okay, we'll go back to
It's up to you. Since we hadn't played in a while, I was just reminding you that was the whole point of your accompaniment.
No, do you mean that you don't wish to reveal yourself to general populace at large who start flashing your ID around?
Oh, that also reminds me of something else I was actually wanting to do. Are we by ourselves at the moment? Have we left the tobacco?
Sure, by ourselves? Yep. You're on a pretty much empty street since this is working hours.
Right, I want to adjust... Have you got your sword with you, Hundegard, Eldrick?
Since I left the secure area, I'd have been able to... I never relinquished it in the first place, but after I left the secure area, they would have unclamped it, I guess.
Mm-hmm. And you have your laser back.
Yes, I do indeed have my laser rifle, which is in three pieces.
I thought it was your sword wasn't clamped down, as it were, for the entirety of us being up in the city.
No, just through the security. Just through security.
Yes. Okay, all right then.
Yes, I am indeed... fully accounted for, yes.
Right, okay. Just want to give me a little bit of time to do some painting. We can get Soraya back if you want and go investigate the dude.
Mm-hmm. Are you expecting trouble at all beyond what we normally encounter?
Let's just say I'd rather keep this as a useful item to have in reserve rather than have all our cards known at once.
Mm-hmm. Well, is there anyone here good at the art of concealment?
I look to Gavin and Marlowe.
I look to Miss Rackham.
I look to Miss Rackham.
What kind of concealment?
I don't know. What are you trying to conceal?
The sword is an obvious thing that people are fully aware of. We can conceal any personal defensive items or weaponry, then we should do that now and for the duration.
I think everything that everyone has is concealable because the laser rifle is the largest thing and it's in three pieces.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think anyone wears anything.
Yes, I cannot conceal anything. I do not conceal anything. I am honorable and do not hide what I own. Yeah. No,
The only thing I've got is my taser.
My taser with a battery.
But if you just want to give me a little bit of a moment to do a little bit of painting, and get Soraya involved.
I'm simply saying that it's one thing to have the weapons. To conceal them actually requires a skill to be any good at concealing them beyond what a security team is going to find. So
we're not going into a secure area right now.
We may be, if that's the concern here.
Cooper's house is not in a secure area.
It's not, but he's saying it may lead to something.
Yes. In which case, we want to hand over at least one weapon to the people who can actually conceal them.
Yep, good point. Just regular carry is going to be found if you're patted down. If someone actually wants to secure something that is much harder to find, then yes, you want someone who is good at doing that.
Exactly. Yeah. So, while I have my other device with me, it's rather large, and therefore I think that will, even in its component parts, it's going to be noted. But if you have any smaller items or defensive equipment, you may wish to hand it over to those people who can hide it out of sight.
One thing also that we can do is that we know how the sword will be clamped, as you like to say now. We could just tell you how to adjust the clamp so it wouldn't actually hinder your getting the sword out if you needed to, but it would still look clamped.
Yes, indeed. That's a little trickier, but it would help my peace of mind at any rate.
Yes. That's not hard.
Yes, sounds good.
So,
Miss Rackham, do you want to conceal some weapons on people?
I can try. I do not have that burglary. Skill, per se. Oh, burglary?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, sure.
Yeah. Why do you think we're looking at you?
Why do you think I'm looking at the other two who I know have pretty good burglary?
Everyone with a weapon. I think Elizabeth's got better than I do.
Everyone with weaponry, please line up and the woman will conceal it for you.
I'm not concealing my weapon.
No, I don't see the point.
I don't have any weapons to conceal.
You, okay. What about Elizabeth?
What weapon am I trying to conceal?
Nothing. Well, just had a completely pointless 5-minute discussion.
Well, so, what he's saying is that this may lead to conflict, and if the guards are called in, you know, likely everyone is going to be divested of weapons, so it might not be a bad idea for someone to have a hidden weapon. I mean, I think that's what he was going for.
Yes.
I think he wants to hide the laser rifle amongst people.
No, I said that one's the least likely to be easily concealed, and therefore we should have who's good at concealing things to conceal things like tasers, knives, and the rest. That's why I said small personal defense items.
I raised my fist. They can't. I can't conceal these, and they can't take them away.
We show up at Cooper's house. At Cooper's house.
No, we sort that out first. Then we go to Cooper's
house. Do we get Soraya involved before we go to Cooper's house?
We gotta have our person.
I want to do the bit of drawing first before we get Soraya involved.
Okay, we could have done this while we had nothing.
Yes.
That's what I'm asking, but do you want a drawing roll?
Yeah, just give me kind of, do you have a, that's probably going to be, perform
skill. I have the drawing skill.
Okay, then yeah, if you've got the skill, go right ahead.
Yep. Shink. It's a 4. Good.
Okay. Yeah, it's good. I mean, you're using modern paints and such, but, yeah, sure.
Close enough is what I'm trying to get to at the moment. Mm-hmm. We'll see if it does anything to useful later on. And the other thing I'm going to do while we're all bickering is hopefully, that's not great, but it might do anyway. 5 to conceal my own taser on me. That's why they were talking about just find a taser then.
Yes. Sounds good.
I'm done. We can get Sarah if we want to.
Yeah, it doesn't take long either with that kind of roll. It's fairly quick to do.
Okay, Bert, do you want me to roll to try to hide?
Yes, sure. Yeah, give me a roll.
I am committed to the idea that we should be prepared. Therefore.
Yeah, just give me one roll. And that roll, I mean, whoever wants something hidden about their person, that will count for that roll.
Okay.
And that's 2. Sorry, 3.
3. Okay. Yeah. Sounds good. Mm-hmm. And that's going to be, you know, it's going to add on an additional difficulty to anyone who needs to be patted down for anything. All right. So before we get to Stanley's here, it is 2 hours. Let's take a 5-minute and let me start a new recording.
All right.
I will be back. Let me stop this one and I'll open up the mics.
Mm-hmm. Just put my pie on. Just finished.
Music in this podcast is provided by Kevin MacLeod. More of his excellent music can be found at incompetech.com. We have several ways that you can comment on our show. You can send email to steamsteelmurder@gmail.com. You can join our public forums at bluemagic.com/forums. That's bluemagic, bluemagik.com. Leave us feedback on iTunes or visit obsidianportal.com and do a search for our title and find our campaign blog and more information about the show.
And you should check your email. I sent you those figures from Tuesday.
Ah, good, thanks.
What is that?
What?
Hanging next to your calendar.
It's a trilobite.
A what?
Trilobite. They lived all over the Earth 290 million years ago. You got a problem with that?
No, I don't have a problem with that. What's the thing next to it?
That's a Celtic emblem. Next to that is a bust of Shakespeare. Down below that, some runes. Across the way on the other side, there's a dragon head. There's Egyptian scarab. A couple of different things.
Yeah. Skull. Celtic cross. Yin and yang. Where did you get these? What are they?
They're solid symbols.
Solid symbols. Well, I got the solid part. Yeah, the little miniature sculptures. But where'd you get them?
Bought them online. www.solidsymbols.com.
Why do they all look like they're 1,000 years old or something, or like some archaeologist dug them up?
I don't know. I guess it's because they represent really, really old ideas.
Old ideas?
Yeah. Ideas that were around a long time before you, me, this company, and are going to be around a long time after. And besides, that's the style he chose.
He? Who he?
The artist. One guy. One guy makes all these. Right here in the U.S.
And you can afford to buy art from an American artist?
Dude, they're $10 a piece. You spent more than that on lunch.
No kidding.
Yeah, no kidding. Louise has got a couple, too. And I got some hanging at home.
So what are they for?
What do you mean, what are they for? They give me something else to look at besides spreadsheets. They remind me to think about things that are old and important.
Yeah, well, you know, when most people want to put something up in their cubicle, they usually put up a postcard or a cartoon strip.
Yeah, well, there's a big difference about the art in this cubicle.
Yeah, what's that?
It's interesting enough for somebody to be standing here talking to me about the art in this cubicle. And you can put that dragon head right back where you found it, thank you.
Oh, sorry. It just fits so nicely in my hand.
Yeah, well, toddle back off to your desk. www.solidsymbols.com.
Subtle hint. Was that a subtle hint?
You're brilliant.
You're weird.
Thank you very much.